Starting basis of Shemba Metzia Daf Mem Aleph. We'll begin at the Mishnah Mem Aleph Beis. So the Mishnah begins: Hamafkid Chavaseitz Ocheveir. If a person deposits a barrel by his friend to watch, V'leichta LeBailim Makam, and the Bailim do not assign it a specific place. There's no agreed upon specific place that this item is going to stay in the base Shemir. So the Tiltala, and he moves. The Shemir goes out and he moves it. V'nishbara, and the barrel breaks. Imitech Yaday Nishbara. In other words, it's while he's carrying it. It's because he was carrying it broke. So then it depends why he was carrying it. Litzarkai, if it was for his own purposes, dahinu, he needed, let's say, the space where it was sitting, so he wanted to move it. He needed the space. Okay, so then litzarkai chayiv, litzarka potter. If you move it for the barrel, right, to protect the barrel, right, there's something is wrong with the place where it's sitting, so then you're going to be potter, even if it breaks while you are transporting it. So, but let's say when you put it back down, now it breaks, so it's regular einis, beilin tsarka potter, meaning since the bailim were not miyachin makam, it makes no difference once the item, even if he moved it, litzarkai, for his own purposes, once the item is back in a stable place, so then he resumes his shmira, he's still considered a shamer, and the shamer is potter on einsin. Yichda la bailim makam, so let's say the bailim did in fact assign a specific place. So if the Bailam assigned a specific place, and Yichtala Bailam Makam, Vitiltala, and he moves it, so he's not supposed to be moving it, because it was agreed upon that it was going to stay there, Vinishbra, and it breaks. Okay, so again, whether he he moves it, and it breaks while he's carrying it, or Bein Mishin Nicha, or when he puts it back down, so then litzarkai, if he was moving it, because he needed to move it, he wanted the space, he felt compelled to move it, so then you're going to be chayiv, because it was supposed to be an agreed upon place. However, litzarkai, so in that place, litzarkai, meaning then the shomer is not doing anything for himself, he's doing it for the benefit of the item, even if the bailam were miyached a place, still if it's litzarkai, you're going to be putter, if it's for the benefit of the barrel of the item he's supposed to be watching. So zakti gemara. Now the gemara wants to know, hamani Rabbi Shmuelhi. This is going to be Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah must be Shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Now, what's going on over here? So there is a machlekes in regards to stealing. The Amar loyba inin das bailam. Now, when a person steals something and he puts it back, so we've had this Gemara most recently in Bava Kamma, and in Bava Kamma we brought a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. When you steal something and then you put it back, do you need the das bailam or not? So we're saying that our Mishnah must be Rabbi Shmuel. The Amar loy ba'in on das bailam. You do not need the das of the bailam when you return it. The Tanya, ha'goynif tlemina eder, if you steal a sheep from the flock, v'selam an akis, or money from a kiss, l'makam shegonav yachzer de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, put it back, and then you have eishev esagzela asher gozal, just put it back where you took it from, and that's enough. Rabbi Kiva Eimer, he says, sarach das bailam. Rabbi Akiva says that you need the das bailam. You must inform the bailam. If you remember, the Gemara there had a bunch of different pshatim, a bunch of amoraim waiting on exactly when the machlekes is. But according to the Rishonim, the sugya extends there. The pashat reading of the brisa seems to be talking about you stole an item. Now you're putting it back. But the mefarshim, the Rishonim, bring down that the machlekes is actually in regards to the din of by a shomer when a shomer takes it. So is it going to be kolsa shmirasa? Meaning, does your shmira end, according to Rabbi Akiva, the shmira you have to inform in order to resume the shmira, in order to resume being a shomer? So because once you picked it up, and you picked it up for unauthorized use, so then your shmira ends. So the question is, can you just put it back and resume your shmira? Rabbi Shmuel says yes, and Rabbi Akiva says no, you must inform the bailam. And then if they agree to have the item stay by you, so then your shmira resumes. It's almost like a new shmira. Okay, so now, and that's really what our case is. We're applying the machlekes, which I said on the surface seems like a machlekes in regards to stealing, but in our mission we're talking about a shomer. So again, we want to know when the shomer picked it up and he put it back, must be in the reisha from the fact that he picked it up for himself and he put it back. All he did was put it back, and that is considered enough. He doesn't have to inform the bailam. Okay, so the Gemara says, hold on one second. Rabbi Shmuel, so we're going on the Reisha now. We're saying this, the Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel. So, in other words, what Rabbi Shmuel is saying, my irya lo yichdai afilu yichdai nami. So we're saying from the fact that in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel holds that when you put the item back where it was, you picked up the, even if you picked up the item for yourself, you put it back wherever. Doesn't matter where, because the Bible will not be Yachin Makam. You put it back wherever. And we're saying that it breaks afterwards. You're still going to be Pater and Einzin because your Shmira still continues, even though you picked it up when you weren't supposed to. Since you put it down and the Bailam weren't miyachid a place, so you're going to be potter. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. If that's Rabbi Shitas Rabbi Shmuel, that you don't need Das Bailam to return something, Yachi Rabbi Shmuel might, you're lo yichtu. Why is it Daf in the Reisha lo yichtu, if only if the Bailam weren't miyachid a place and you moved it and then you put it back, that you're going to be potter? But in the Sefer, for instance, Afilu yichdoi nami, even if they did assign a specific place, meaning, why should it be any different? Because we don't find that Rabbi Shmuel is mechalik, and as Tosis points out, that the case, if you look, go back to the Brisa, to the second to last line on Mem Amud Beis, the Brisa says, Hagoinish Tle min Eder, Tle is something that there is no specific place, you're not miyachet place, and Ma'ois, Selam min Akish, that is something where miyachet a specific place. So the Brisa encompasses in both examples to basically tell you that the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva doesn't matter whether there was a specific place or not. So we're saying, if our Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, that you're going to be potter when you put it back. Why is it only dafk in the ratio? We said, what does it matter? The Brisa is specifically saying that Rabbi Shmuel holds whether the Bailam were miyachid or not, you're going to be potter when you put it back. So the Gemara says, you're right, you have to say, and it's loy mibaya yichdoy de mekaimahu, that even if the Bailam were miyachid, and it is, it has a specific place. Okay, meaning, so you would think in anything, when you put it back to the place where it's supposed to be, well, it's back where it's supposed to be. So what's the problem? And Kamash Malan, that even you put it back where it wasn't, it doesn't have a specific place, then still, the Chiddush is Leiba Imun Das Bailam. Okay, so we just explained that our mission is Rabbi Shmuel. You put the item down. Lo yichtu lo makam, you put the item down, or even yichtu lo makam, once you put the item down, is what we're saying, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you would be considered, it doesn't matter whether it's yichtu makam or not, and once you put it down, you're going to be potter. The problem is, Eimah Seifa, the Seifa says, yichtu lo ha-bailam makam, if the bailam did assign a specific place, v'tiltala, and the shemer moved the minish, b'rabem yitachyode b'em yishin nicha, litzarkai chayiv, litzarkai potter. If you moved it, even if you put it back down, you're going to be chayiv, right? Like, so Asan Rabbi Kiva, that has to be Shitas Rabbi Akiva, meaning your Shemira ended once you picked it up for yourself. You weren't allowed to do that. It's an unauthorized use, and therefore, Kalsa Shemira. So your Shemira is over, and now you're going to be chayiv in 19. Asan Rabbi Akiva, Damar Ba'in and Das Bailim. So the Gemara says, hold on one second. Rabbi Akiva, might your Yayichtai. Rabbi Akiva, like we said, the same Brisa they were arguing over, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, encompass both. In other words, yichta doesn't matter, like we asked in Rabbi Yishmael. My ear yichta, if you lo yichta nami. So the Gemara says again, lo yichta, lo yichta, lo yichta, that if you didn't assign a place to lav makaimahu, so you didn't put it back where it was supposed to be, that you're going to be chayit, el afilu yichta nami, de makaimahu, even if there was a specific place, and the Shemer put it right back. Yeah, he picked it up for his own purposes. He put it right back in that same place where it was assigned and agreed that the item would stay. Still, ba'in and das bailin. Okay, so the problem is now, we just explained that the Reisha is Rabbi Shmuel, the Sefer Rabbi Akiva. The Reisha essentially says when the Shomer puts it back down, he picks it up for an unauthorized use, he puts it back down, he's going to be putter. The Sefer says that you're going to be chayiv. Sefer, Reisha, Rabbi Shmuel, Sefer is Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, that's taka how you have to learn it. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, man demetargim li chavis, alibi de chatana. Anybody who could possibly explain this Mishnah of Chavis, according to one man da Amar, Muvlina mane basre libe misusa. I will carry his clothes to the bathhouse after it, right? I will show him such grace of respect. Okay, meaning that there's no way, Rabbi Yochanan held there was no way to be metaritz this Mishnah, like one Tana, has to be Reisha Rabbi Shmuel and Sefer Rabbi Akiva. Now, comes along a trio of Amorayim. Now, they're all saying the same basic thing. Tirgmer Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba kameh derav, shenot lo almanas legoizla, that you took it with intent to steal it. Meaning, we're talking over here, it wasn't that just he moved it, but rather, he took it with intent to steal it. So, and really, we're going to have three different versions of this, but it's going to be taking not just unauthorized moving, but taking regards to stealing it. So then, you're going to fit back into the category, and as the Mishnah is going to say at the end, really these three Amorim are going to hold, that the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, and since you stole it, so like this, The Reisha is talking about a case, and now we could put it together according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Reisha is talking about a case where lo yichdei le'makam, so it has no specific place. Anywhere you put it down in the house of the Shemer, anywhere the Shemer, once he decides to steal it, anywhere he puts it down, it's going to be the Heshev Esa Gzela, because there is no specific place it's supposed to have. In the Seifa, where we said yichdei le'makam, yichdei le'abayim makam etotela, so he puts it back down. The Seifa must be talking about a case where he put it down, but not in the place where it was. And since he didn't return it to the place where it was, so even according to Rabbi Shmuel, the only time you don't need Das Bayom and it's considered that you returned it, it's Veheshev HaZela, that's if you put it back in its place. Since in the Seifa was Yichdei Le'makam. So that's going to be the answer, the entire mission is Rabbi Shmuel. Now, what exactly the Shemer's intent was, is what this is going to be a Machlekes HaMarim, and we'll see why. Tegmer of Yaakov Bar Abba, Kamei, just read it again, Kamei de Rab, Shemnat Lamanas LeGoyza. That the item, the Shemer took the item with intent to steal it. So now he has to return it. Ashim says, "Ashim has to return it back to the place where it's supposed to go." Tigram Nelson Bar Abba Kamei Derav Shenot La Amanas L'Shleiach Moyad. That he took the item not Amanas L'Goyzei to steal it, but rather to be L'Shleiach Moyad. Now Rashi explains what's the difference between Shlichus Yad and the Gaza. Now the Gemara is going to say, "What's the Nafgamina in Halacha?" But what's the practical difference, the tangible difference between Rav Nassan and Rav Yaakov is Shlichus Yad, says Rashi, is that if you intend to take a little bit, meaning when it comes to, for instance, Gezela, let's say you're talking about a barrel of wine, or as Tosfos will point out for different reasons, that it has to be a barrel of oil here. And we're not really going to get into that Tosfos today, but it's based on a sugya later. So you have a barrel of oil. So if the guy took a little bit of the barrel of oil, he intended Shlichus Bayad only to take a little bit of oil. He needed it for his cooking. So he was going to steal, take some of it, Shlichus Bayad, so a little bit. So then only the part that he took, even though he only intended to take a little part, this is Shitas Rashi, and other Rishonim in the Rashba and the Ron Holikim as well, that even though he only took a little bit of oil from this big vat that he was a Shemer on, still he's going to be chayev on all of it. And that's different than Gezela. Gezela, you're only going to be chayev on what you actually took. Okay, so if he only intended and he meant to take a little bit of oil, you're only going to be chayev a little bit. A Shemer, Shichas Bayad, is going to be chayev on all of it. Now, in my kamifliki, what's the machlekes, meaning why did one Amira feel compelled to say that we're talking about Gezela, that's what the Shemer did over here, and that's why he has to return it. One Manamar says it was Shichas Yad, and that's why he has to return it. That the difference is, the Maikamifliki, B'Shichas Yad Shricha Chesaron, which is a machlekes that we're going to have on the bottom of this Amud. In order to have Shichas Yad, to be considered a Shichas Yad, does he need to actually have to be mechaser? Does he have to take from the item? Does he take some of the oil and use it? So over here, what happened in our Mishnah? The Shemer just moved it. So therefore, Rabbi Yaakov says that no, it can't be a case of Shlichus Yad. It's technical. It can't be Shlichus Yad because Shlichus Yad, you have to be mechaser davar. Just moving it is not going to be considered a maisa of Shlichus Yad. And therefore, he said that what happened, the Mishnah is really Rabbi Shmuel, what happened was the Shemer took it to steal it. Again, he says Shlichus Yad Shlichus Chesaron. Mandamar L'Shleiach Bayad. The Mandamar who says Rav Nassan, who says that the case over here, again, all the missions, entire missions of Yishmael, it's a bad usage, unauthorized usage, but it was Shlichus Yad because he holds Shlichus Yad in its Shlichus Chesaron. So therefore, it could be the case we're talking about by Shemer is Shlichus Yad, not actually Gezela. And the problem with these two, and here we'll bring in the third Amar, is Maskefer of Sheshes, because the Lashon is if the Shemer was taking it for himself, it would have said he took it. What does the Mishnah say? The Tiltala, he moved it. So if he was indeed stealing it, or he was Shlichus Bayad, neither of those two, it should have said Nutla, that the Shemer took it, not that he just moved it. So that's what Rav Sheshes comes to ask. Midi Nutla Katani, Tiltala Katani. The Mishnah says Tiltala Amar Rav Sheshes. So the third Amar, again, the principle of what we're trying to say is the same, that he did something with it he wasn't supposed to, and now he has to put it back. And the Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, Hachma Yaskinan, I'm going to Tiltal Alahavi Alah Goyzlis. So he moved it to use it for his own purposes, Dahainu, to go fetch some birds. Okay, he needed it as, he used it as a stepladder, because Savar, now he was borrowing the item, because Savar, Shal Shalemidas Kazun Hava. He's a Shal Shalemidas, meaning he never intended to keep it and use it for himself, really. Right? He wasn't a Shlichus Yad. He wasn't stealing it. He was just unauthorized use, so Shal Shalmidas, and Rav Sheshes holds Shal Shalmidas is a gazan. So in any one of these three, it's like a goslin, meaning in any one of these three, since you're a goslin in the first one and the third one, you're a goslin. In the middle, shita reb nasan, you're a shliach bayad. In any of them, you have a chiv hashavi, you have a chiv to actually return the item. Okay, so therefore, what's going on over here? V'kula Rabbi Yishmael, as we explained in the beginning, let's put it together. Now the Gemara is going to put it together. V'kula Rabbi Yishmael hi. And the entire mission is really Rabbi Yishmael. V'seifa, so again, in the Reisha, what we're saying is Rabbi Yishmael holds when you steal something or you have a chiyuv to put it back, all you have to do is put it back. In the Reisha, since the Bailam weren't miyached a place, so anywhere he drops it down, that's considered putting it back because it didn't have a specific place. V'seifa she'nicha b'makam she'enem makayma. In the Seifa, he put it in a different place then the place where they were miyach and makam, and that is why in the case of the Seifa, you're going to be chayev, and the entire mission is Rabbi Yishmael. Okay, so if so, we have three Amorayim who found a way to be mitargim this Mishnah, the Mishnah of Chavis, like one Shita, one Tana, that's Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Yechanan said, if you can figure out a way, then if you can figure out a way to mitargim this Mishnah like one Tana, I'll carry whoever could do that, I'll carry his clothes to the bathhouse. So what was the problem? Why didn't Rabbi Yechanan obviously didn't like these answers? Why not? Rabbi Yechanan, Hanicha b'mekayma masha, because all three of these answers are predicated that in the Seifa, you're saying there's a chiyuv to return it, like a goslin, and the problem in the Seifa is that when he put it back, he put it back in a different place. The problem is it says Rabbi Yechanan, that the lashon of Hinicha b'mekayma is mashma the lashon of Hinicha, when it says, the Tiltala, he put it down. That is mashma. He put it back where it was meant to be, the agreed upon place. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan says that I have to say that there is no way to explain this Mishnah like one Tana. The Reisha must be Rabbi Shmuel, and the Seifa must be Rabbi Kiva. Itmar. Now, this machlekes that we mentioned before. Itmar. Rav Velevi, Chadamar, Shlichas Yad, Tzvicha Chasaron. In order for there to be Shlichas Yad, it has to be chasar, it has to be missing something. He has to have used it or devalued it, be machesh it, okay? The chanamer, shechasad, in it, shechasar, it doesn't need use, right? It doesn't have to be in a degraded state, okay? Whether shechasyad requires, or is it just taking, Levi says, it's just taking it. Now, what's the lumdas of shechasyad, shechasar? So the Ritva says, and really the Achorin didn't explain, it's not clear what the Ritva himself said, but he's saying like this, that as long as a shamer, he has a shaychus to this item. He's watching this item. So as long as he isn't mechaser it, it's not a real gemiras das to say that he wanted to steal it. Meaning, when I go into your house and I take something that's yours, so then we don't have to question what your gemiras das is. Once you pick up that item, you're a goslin, you're a ganef. You're taking that item, you're a ganef. There's a full gemiras. But over here, you're a shliach. And therefore, it's felt in the... So until you actually impinge it, you degrade the item, says... That's the way the Mefarshim explained, that there is not yet a gemiras das for a gezela, okay, and therefore for a full shlichas yad. Okay, that is according to one. The Ran, however, says it's a gezeras hakasev, and ein lecha baya lechidusha, and you can't read into the reason too much. Okay, but either way, so we have a machlekes. In order for something to be shlichas yad, for the shomer to be considered shlichas yad, because what happens at shlichas yad? Then he's no longer a shomer, and then he's not going to be patur anointed. So now, doesn't he chasaron or not? We have a machlekes Rav and Levi. Tisayim the Rabu Damar Shechasad ain't a shechah chasaron. So it must be that Rav is the one who holds shechasad does not need chasaron. Why? Ditanya, because the Brisa says Raya Shaya Raya Edroi. You have a shepherd that was shepherding his flock. Viniach Edroi Ubalayir. He left his flock and he went into the city. Ubazev Vitarav Ubari Vidaras. And a Zaev came and trampled the animal, or he was Taras the animal. The Ari was Daras. Okay, so they had their way with this animal. So Potter. The Raya is going to be Potter. And Rashi brings two reasons. We're talking about a case where either it was the Raya's lunchtime break, so this was built in, he was allowed to go into the city to have lunch, or that when an Ari comes, he's not expected to defend from an Ari. He's shepherding the animals, but he's not expecting to stand and ward off an Ari, and therefore he's going to be Potter. But either way, he's Potter in this case. The point we want to focus on is the point where he's Chayiv. If he puts his stick in his backpack on the animal, Chayiv is going to be Chayiv. And we're trying to figure out why is he going to be Chayiv now that he put his stick and backpack on the animal. He takes them off afterwards. It's Rav. But as long as his backpack and stick is on the animal, unauthorized use. We're trying to say tistayim, unauthorized use, that Rav holds shlichas yad, ein shlichas chasaron. He's just using it. He's not being mechaser the animal by keeping his stick or his backpack on there. So the Gemara says, oh, hold on one second. V'chi oidan alav, as long as they're on there, my hava. Okay, well, why does that denote anything? Halay Mashcha. He didn't do a Mashicha. Shlichas Yad means he has to do some sort of kinyan on it, right? You need kinyan and gazela, as we discussed. So in order to be a gazlan, he has to make a kinyan on it. By putting his backpack and stick on it, that's not a kinyan. He didn't do Mashicha. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amarashi, Chisha, Bamakal, Varatza, Lofana, that he hit it with his stick and it ran in front of him. Now the question is, we're assuming that he gave it a light tap, Halay Chasra. It's not Mechasa or anything, by him tapping the animal. So tapping the animal and sending the animal moving. So that is, he now got the animal moving. So that's Mashicha. He's Kaina. He used the animal at Shlichas Yad. He has his stick and his backpack on there. So now we've got everything we need for Shlichas Yad. There's nothing being Mechaser. And therefore, El Lashra, I mean, now Kasavar Shlichas Yad in its Shlichas Yad. So it must be Rav holds. Nothing's happening here. He tapped the animal. That doesn't require Chasaran. It's going to be a Shlichas Yad. Okay, but Mechaikis, Rav must hold Shlichas Yad. It doesn't need Chasaran. Doesn't require Chasaran in order to be a Shlichas Yad. And Levi must hold. It is. So the Gemara says, no. No, Raya. Ema Sheikhisha Bamako. You hit it with a stick. Okay, meaning you hit it with a stick. And as Sosius points out, that if you are the shepherd of these flock, there are other places we find the Chisha Bamako is not considered chaser by hitting the animal. But if you're the shepherd, that means that the animal recognizes your voice and you should be able to get the animal moving on its own without having to hit it with a stick. But when you hit it with the stick, that you gave it a zetz, right? You gave it a zetz that you didn't need to do. Okay, Rashi Tosfos says, "Hacha da'iri b'raya shadehinga makiroi." The animal knows the shepherd. V'azla machmas di b'raya v'shayach l'desnei sheichisha. Okay, so it must be talking about that heichisha b'makol. He hit it with a stick. He gave it a zetz, and it is chaser. And really, it is a case of chaser. And therefore, Rav must be the Tana who holds that in order to have shlichas yad, you need a chaser. Dekanami, by the way, because the katoni sheichisha b'makol. It says you hit it with a stick, and not just sheichisha, sheichisha b'makol. And you gave it a zetz, and therefore you were mechaseret. Rav holds that in order to be shlichas yad, in order to be chayev, a shemir to chayev a shlichas yad, you have to have been, it has to be chasera, you have to give it hechisha b'mako in our case. Okay, so now, umi de Rav saver shlichas yad shricha chasarain. So if Rav now, because of the way we're understanding that the case is that you gave it hechisha b'mako, it is chasarain, so Rav holds shlichas yad shricha chasarain, Levi must hold saver shlichas yad ain't shricha chasarain. Okay, so Levi must hold that Shlichas Yad doesn't need Chisaron. So we're going to have to get into the right time of the Levi. What's the reason why Levi holds you do not need Chisaron? Now, before we get into that, we automatically assume, and Rashi points this out, that the case of Raya is talking about a case of Shlichas Yad, and then we're donning on Shlichasaron or not. Again, what did this shepherd do? Other than hitting the animal, what was the purpose? What did he do? He was putting his stick and his backpack on the animal. So why don't we say that it's a case of Shoyal Shalom Midas, and Obiya Gazlan? So why are we saying that this is exactly a case and we're now figuring out what the Machlokes is, what Rav would hold in regards to Shlichas Yad Tzricha Chasaron or not? So Rashi explains, and that it's not a case of Shoyal Shalom Midas and you have a din of a Gazlan. So Rashi says, the Chiyamrinan B'Shemrim Shoyal Shalom Midas B'Davar She'ina Kichesh V'Chisar Machmas Malacha. So then, meaning the only time we could say Shal Shalom Midas is when you use something that's an inanimate object, it doesn't get reduced. But when you use an animal, there is some sort of chisaron, and therefore, anytime a shomer uses an animal, that would be considered not Shal Shalom Midas. Barring your chair as a step stool, that would be Shal Shalom Midas. Using an animal, that would automatically be Shlichas Yad because there's a concept of Chisaron in this situation. Machishin Machmas Malacho. Okay, therefore it's Shlichas Yad. Okay, but either way, so we have Machlokes, Rav and Levi. Does Shlichas Yad require Chisaron or not? It's clear that Rav holds that Shlichas Yad requires Chisaron, and Levi holds it doesn't. We want to know what's the reason why they might time it to Levi. Why does Levi hold that Shlichas Yad does not require Chisaron? Amar Rav Yechon, Moshe Rav Yesi ben Nahirai. That there's a difference when we talk about the Shlichas Yad of a Shemer Sachar, Mishlichas Yad Amura B'Shemer Chinam. That there's two different psukim that list Shemer Chinam and Shemer Sachar. And I say it's not Mishona. Now, what does this mean, Mishona? Umay, right? So again, Rabbi Yechanan is bringing down the fact that he argues in Rabbi Yesi Ben Arai. So what does this mean, Mishona? So, Bani Amar Eina Mishona, Umay Mishona. So, what is the Mishona? Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan said that according to Rabbi Yesi ben Arai, there's Mishona Shemer Sachar, Mishlichas Yad Hamur B'Shemer Chinam. So he says, Loi Tomer Shlichus Yad B'Shemer. What's Mishnah over here is, I do not need to say Shlichus Yad B'Shemer Sachar. Now the Pasuk does say, the Pasuk by Shemer Sachar, Shemer Chinam says, V'nikra Baal Aizel, Kemim Loi Shalach Yadai. And then by Shemer Sachar it says, V'Shivas Hashem Tia, V'Shem Shaloi Shalach Yadai. Right, so it says the idea of Shlichus Yad, both by Shemer Sachar and by Shemer Chinam. So says, Rav Yosef Ben Arai, guess what? This is Rav Yechon explains to Rav Yosef Ben Arai. Guess what? You don't need to say Shlichus Yad by both of them. He's going to be potter on Geneva Aveda. If the animal gets legitimately stolen or lost, he's going to be potter. I'll have to make a shvua, but I'll be potter. Shalach bayad, yet if he's shalach bayad, he's going to be chayiv. Shemer sachar shechayiv in Geneva Aveda. Shemer sachar who's going to be chayiv in Geneva Aveda. Like kol shekein, so for sure we'll say that he should be chayiv for shlichus yad, and therefore I don't need a pasuk to tell me that Shemer Sachar would be chayiv for Shlichus Yad. My Hilchus Sachar has Vinu Rachmana, so I, but the Pasuk does tell me, he must be telling me something about Shemer Sachar. My Hilchus Sachar has Vinu Rachmana, Leimer Lach Shlichus Yad, and it's Shlichus Chisaron. So it's telling me that Shlichus Yad does not need Chisaron. Now, even though we're using this as the Pasuk by Shemer Sachar to tell me in it's Shlichus Chisaron, because it says, keeping the Shlichus Yad chayiv bitarvayu, in other words, it's the same shlichus yad from one shomer to another shomer, so whatever I'm going to learn by one will be magala to the other. Again, so one pasuk of shlichus yad by shomer chinam tells me the concept of shlichus yad. The pasuk of shlichus yad by shomer sachar tells me that shlichus yad does not require chisaron. Okay, that I don't need to have degraded at all, and I'll know both Shlichus Yad, both by Shemer Chinam and Shemer Sachar from that. Bani Omer, so again, that is Rav Naroi's, that's Rav Yosi ben Naroi Shita, which is like Levi, that's the pshat for Levi. Rav Yechon says, I'm arguing, right? I'm going to go like Rav, or I'm going to learn this psukim differently, I'm going to learn it differently than Rav Yosi ben Naroi. Bani Omer, ain't a Mishunah. I hold that no, it's not Mishnah. Meaning, I don't need to come and say there's an extra pasuk and I'm going to learn it, because Kareb Elazar, Damar Davida Achasi, okay, meaning he holds this and this are the same. My Davida Achas, meaning what does that mean when he says Davida Achas? Mishum de'ek alamechrach. I, Rav Yechon, hold like Rabbi Lazar, that I can ask a pircha. Meaning you said that you have an extra pasuk, the pasuk that tells me Shlichus Yad by Shemer Sachar is considered extra. Why? Because I would have known it mikal v'chaymer from Shemer Chinam. Guess what? I have a pircha on that kal v'chaymer. Ma'ala Shemer Chinam shekein mishalom tashlum mekefel. B'toyin tain es ganav. If a Shemer Chinam, is Tain Tain is Ganav. He says it was stolen, and it turns out that he was lying, so then he's going to be Chayiv Kefo like a Ganav. Now, if you recall, going back to Meruba days, and later we had it as well, in Bava Kama, meaning that the difference between a Ganav and a Tain Tain is Ganav is that a Ganav is going to be Chayiv Kefo once he's found. A Tain Tain is Ganav, he makes a Shvua, and then if he's found, he's going to pay Kefo. Okay, we learned it from Sukkim over there. So now, again, but since Shemer Chinam has a concept of Kefo, he could come into Kefal by swearing, saying it was stolen, and it turns out it's not true. So therefore, in a way, Shemer Chinam is more Chamer. Why? Because there's no such thing as a Tain Tain is Ganav, or a Ganav, a Shemer Sachar paying Kefal ever. Because if he says it was stolen, he's going to be Chayiv immediately. Right? The only time we're going to be Chayiv Kefal is by a Tain Tain is Ganav, is when you tain in something that would have gotten you off the hook. Well, if a Shemer Sachar goes ahead and says, it was stolen from me, so a Shemer Sachar is Chayiv on Geneva Vaveda. Okay, so there's no concept of kefil by Shemer Sachar, therefore I have a pircha on your kal v'chomer, and therefore the pasuk's not extra, says Rav Yechanan. Umad doloi parach. Now, the man damar who doesn't hold of the pircha, meaning Levi, Rav Yosi ben Nairai, and who we needed to explain what Levi Shita is, so what are they going to do with this? Savar karnabal leshvua adifa mikfela b'shvua. So they hold that no, it's not a pircha, because Karnabal Shvua guaranteed paying of Karen, meaning when the Shemer Sachar says he stole it, so that is considered more Chomer. You're trying to answer up the Kal V'Chomer by saying that no, Shemer Chinam is more Chomer because it has Kefel, but guess what? Shemer Sachar, no, is more Chomer than Shemer Chinam because even when it tainted Ganav, it's going to pay the Karen, and Karen, Karnabal Shvua, doesn't require Shvua for that. He says it was stolen, he's going to pay the Karen. We believe him, and he's Chayev. Is going to be considered more Chomer than Adifa Mikfela B'Shvua, then the Shvua and the subsequent Kefel that comes with the Shemer Chinam, and therefore your original Kal V'Chomer stays in place. Now, Rava Amar, Rava's got a different way of learning these Psukim, meaning, and it's really it's taking the same format. What we said was we had a Machlekes, is there an extra Pasuk or not? Over here. So according to Rav Yossi ben Arayk, we used to explain lady, there's an extra pasuk because I could have learned a kavachemer from, I could have learned that Shemer Sachar is high of the Shechas Yad from Shemer Chinam. According to Rav Yochanan, I couldn't have. But Rava says that actually both of these psukim are going to be extra. Rava Amar, loy timer Shechas Yad, loy b'Shemer Chinam, v'loy b'Shemer Sachar. I don't need to say Shechas Yad by Shemer Chinam or Shemer Sachar. But tasting Mishal, I'll be able to learn it from Shal. Uma Shal, deledas b'ilim kavod. A Shal is allowed to use it. He's an authorized user. And yet, Shalach Bayad, if he decides to keep it for himself, he's going to be chayiv, where he's allowed to use it. Shemer Chinam, Shemer Sachar, where they're not allowed to use it, and yet they keep it for themselves. So Kol Shekein, of course they're going to be chayiv, so I don't need a pasuk to tell me Shechas Yad by Shemer Chinam or Shemer Sachar. Lama Nemar, so now I have two extra psukim. Chada, Lama Lach Shechas Yad Ein Tzricha Chasaron. Okay, that would be according to the Lama Shechas Yad Ein Tzricha Chasaron, like Levi. Okay, so that could be who Levi can hold like as well. The Idach, and what's the other pasuk going to tell me? That yes, even though I could learn a kavachavir from Shaul, but guess what? I still have a problem. Because there is something about Shaul that limits you. That I would have said mashal, but bailim potter. If there's bailim ima, you're going to be potter. So once I'm going to learn a kavachavir from Shaul, I would have said, af shemir chinim v'shemir sachar. That's where I'm learning Shechus Yad from. I'm going to tell you that af shemir chinim v'shemir sachar, but bailim potter. That if the bailim were ima, you're going to be Potter as well. Okay? Kamash Malon, no. Okay, so I need to differentiate Shaul because Shaul does have something more makel. The Ptur of Bailam Imai, okay, that the Shaul is going to be Potter if the Bailam, if he's using it and the Bailam are with him. So Shaul has something as opposed to a Shemar Chinim, Shemar Sachar, Bailam Imai is not a Ptur. So you're going to be Chayv. So I need one to exclude that, to tell me don't apply that Kula by Shaul to Shemar Sachar, Shemar Chinim. And the other one I'm going to use to tell me that Shechas Yad ain tzricha chasaron. Now, l'man am Shechas Yad tzricha chasaron. So, according to Rav, and like Rav Yochanan wanted to learn, so then what am I going to do with these two psukim? Meaning, one is going to tani tarti Shechas Yad lamali chada shaloi timer dialogue and adin lias kenidan. Okay, so one I need for that. The idach, what's the other pasuk going to tell me? The pasuk by Shemer Chin. That's the pasuk by Shemer Sachar. The pasuk idach lechedetanya v'nikra ba'alvayis elohakim l'shvua. This idea that a Shemer Chin is only going to pay kefel with a shvua, meaning if he made a shvua and he tied it, it was stolen. Ata imer l'shvua in the din. Maybe he doesn't actually need a shvua, meaning maybe when we brought him to din, meaning Adam come and say that the Shemer Chinam lied when he claimed it was stolen. We have Shechas Yad when it comes to Shemer Sachar, we have Shechas Yad when it comes to Shemer Chinam. Alon shvua afkan l'shvua. Just like Shechas Yad Lamata by Shemer Sachar, Shvuas Hashem Tiyeh Bein Shineyem Im Loi Shalach Yad, by Shemer Sachar clearly says you need a Shvua, so too, Shlichas Yad Lamala, which is Shemer Chinam, you're going to need a Shvua as well. What do you need the Shvua for? In order to be Mechayev Kefal later. And actually, Rashi says, Afkan L'Shvua, Lamdinu She'in Mashal Min Kefal Ayyidei Tainas Ganav Ela La'achar Shvua, V'gam Lamanu She'nifter Migneiv Maveda B'Shvua. Okay, so it's the idea of Shvua goes cuts both ways. Shvua will potter you from Gnevi Vaveda by Shemer Chinam. Don't think you could just tie in and be off the hook and come in. And Shvua will mechayev you in case if you made a Shvua and it turns out that you were lying, it could be mechayev you there as well. So, to summarize, we started today discussing the Mishnah. The Mishnah in regards to Sehamavke, the Le'yichta Ba'alamakam, the guy, Shemer moves it, okay, and he puts it back. In the Reish, we said he can be potter. In the Seifa, where there were Miyachin and Makam, we said, even though he puts it back, he's going to be chayev. Okay, now, Rabbi Yochanan said, that must be, that the Mishnah has to be entirely like Rabbi Yochanan said, so the Mishnah, the Reisha must be like Rabbi Shmuel, and really, Yichta Makam, Lo Yichta Makam is irrelevant, it makes no difference, and the Seifa must be like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't, when you turn something, you don't need Das Bailam, and Rabbi Kiva holds you do need Das Bailam, and you didn't let them know over here, okay, and that's the problem. So that is the way, in fact, Rabbi Yochanan learns the Mishnah. He says it's two Tanaim, and he said, Man de Mekagim li, this Mishnah of Chavis, Kechad Tana, I will carry his clothing with him to the bathhouse, with a trio of Mandamrim, who said that no, Amarayim, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Nassan, and Rabbi Sheshes, who didn't like what Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Nassan had to say, that all said the Mishnah is entirely Rabbi Shmuel, that the problem here was that he took it. Now, Rabbi Yaakov says it was a straight gezela, he stole it, the Shemer stole it, therefore it triggers a chiyuv hashava. Rabbi Nassan says that he took it, amanas l'shalech b'yad, meaning he wanted to use some of it, Okay, now what's the difference here? Again, the guy didn't use anything. He just moved it. So according to Rav Nosson, it can still be considered shlichus yad. That triggers a chi of hashava. He has to put it back, shlichus yad, even if he doesn't use it. Rav Yaakov had to say that the case we're talking about is that he actually stole it. That's when you have hashava, because he holds that shlichus yad, shricha chisaron, he actually has to use it. Rav Sheshes didn't like either of these two because he said, it doesn't say not that he's keeping it for himself, it says tiltal, he used it. So he says that the case we're talking about is he was metaltal lahavi, lahavi geizlois. Okay, but either way, they were explaining it like Rabbi Shmuel, which we said in all three of these ways of using it. Either you stole it, you were Meshalach Bayad, or you were Metaltalit to bring Geizlis, which is Shal Shalemi Das, makes you a Gazlan, so you have to return it. So in the Reisha, really the entire Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel. In the Reisha, there is no specific place to return it to, so anywhere you put it down is considered returning. Therefore, you're going to be Potter, and again, it's Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need Das Bailim. In the Seifa, since there is a specific place, and you put it back to a different place, therefore it's not considered a hashava, therefore you're going to be chayiv. Okay, that's the way those three Amoraim learned the Mishnah, and it's all Rabbi Shmuel. For Rabbi Yochanan, who didn't like it, he says that when it says it was put back, inicha is mashma b'maklema, that you put it back in the original place, and therefore he says must be that the seifa is taka Rabbi Akiva. Then we got into the machlokes Rav and Levi, hadar shichas yad, does it need chisaron or not? Okay, and we proved that Rav, the other way of learning the Brisa by the Rayan, where the Rayan was Hechesh B'mako, that is a Shlichus Yad that is Bechisarayin, and he was using it, and that's why it's going to be Chayiv for putting his stuff on it. And we said that must be Levi holds Shlichus Yad in Shlichus Yad. Who does he hold like? So we said he holds like Rav Yosi ben Arai. We brought the Machlekes between Rav Yechon and Rav Yosi ben Arai. Do we have an extra Pasuk? Do I learn a Kabbal Chemer from Shemer Chinam, where you're Potter B'Gnei V'Aved, and yet you're Chayiv B'Shrichas Yad, so for sure Shemer Sachar. So is that Pasuk, but Shemer Sachar, that you're going to be Chayiv and Shrichas Yad, is that extra or not? Okay, meaning, according to the Man Amar, it says it's extra, so he's going to learn that Pasuk to tell me that Shrichas Yad ain't Shrichas Chesaron. That's the Chiddush of that Pasuk. Rav Yechanan says, no, I don't learn it from there. I don't hold that it's extra, because that Kabbal Chemer is a Pirka, has a pircha, and a problem with that kal v'chemer, because shemer chinam in a way is more chomer than shemer sachar, because shemer chinam pays kefil. The other man will say that no, that what's he paying kefil on? Tainas geneva, that a shemer sachar is still considered more chomer, because a tainas geneva by shemer sachar mechayim keren. Okay, and then we brought in just another version of how to learn these psukim, that really Rava says, that the way I understand Rabbi Lazar is not like you, Rabbi Yechon, understood it, but rather that they're both psukim are really extra. Meaning, because I could have learned Shlichus Yad from Shail. So what do I need both psukim for? Again, one is going to tell me that even Shail comes with problems, because if you're going to learn Shlichus Yad from Shail, you're going to learn other things from Shail, and there's a Petura and Bailan Imai, which does not apply to Shemachin and Shemar Sachar. So I would say, Daye Lavman Hadin Lias Kenidin. So I need one quote unquote extra pasuk to limit my lima from Shal. The other one will tell me that it does not need, that again, I can learn it also, like Rav Yechon learned Rav Yosi ben Arai, that it's telling me that Shlichus Yad ain't Shlichus Chesaron, and the other man who holds Shlichus Yad Shlichus Chesaron will learn the other pasuk. One is again, Dayoi, to limit your lima from Shal, and the other one, really, I'm learning this Kal V'Chaymer, and I do need one pasuk to limit the Kal V'Chaymer, Dayoi, and the other pasuk I'm learning that Shemer Chinam requires a shvuah, meaning in both ways, that he requires a shvuah in order to be potter, and if he makes a shvuah by tining that it was stolen, and it turns out it wasn't stolen, he's going to be chayiv.